Be obedient in sports ministry. 2 Timothy 2:5, an athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The servant of God is called to be obedient. Timothy is called by Paul to be one who competes according to the rules. This is all in the context of renewed encouragement to endure hardship and to be strong in the gospel ministry. 2 Timothy 1:8 and 2:1. Three metaphors are used in this paragraph to show the struggles that the young minister would face, but also the rewards promised to one who endured those struggles. Each picture is also used in 1 Corinthians 9 and point to the financial support of one in ministry. In this context, these images speak of various aspects of the struggle that a young pastor would be facing. Life was compared to warfare regularly in Paul's day. A teacher in the Stoa used military images to educate someone to the importance of limiting yourself in affairs of the world for what is truly important. Seneca once said, "To live is to be a soldier." The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5 used military images. In this picture, Paul focused on the need for perseverance in suffering for the truth of the gospel. As the soldier obeys the officer, whatever the commands, so must Timothy to Christ. Paul is not telling Timothy to never deal in regular everyday life, but must not get distracted from God's call in his life. The athletic example is presented by the principal in terms of an athlete by the construction of eon de kai athle tais. The athlete passes on certain privileges just like the soldier. The subjunctive athle refers to competing as an athlete, although it is a metaphor in the first century for martyrs' conflicts. The apostle uses the image to communicate to Timothy what is required of the servant of Christ in the area of self-discipline. Timothy must compete according to the rules. As seen earlier in this study, athletes must train for 10 months before the competition. Just before the beginning of the festivals, the athlete must swear to the gods that he had faithfully trained. It would take great discipline to stick to this training schedule and obey all rules. To compete in the events, an athlete must play according to the rules of competition. If all Paul meant was the competition, then the metaphor includes both the training and the contest. Whatever the rules, in both training and competition, must be obeyed by the athlete. In the same way, Timothy must concentrate his life and work towards active obedience. Thus, it is the call of the life and ministry of every Christian. Disqualification would be Timothy's lot if he failed to follow the rules of the Christian life and ministry. He would then not receive the crown of the victor. Paul often spoke of the crown he would receive. In two instances, 1 Corinthians 9:25 and 2 Timothy 4:8, the apostle wrote of receiving a crown like a victorious athlete from the games. The present context contains this sports imagery. If Timothy faithfully serves, then he should one day be crowned like the victorious athlete. The crown would be the reward for his struggle, but the reward is not the greatest emphasis of the metaphor. The emphasis of the athletic metaphor was to stress the work and effort that young Timothy was to give. Paul spoke often of the kopiazo, labor, as a metaphor to explain his ministry as an apostle. 1 Corinthians 15:10, Philippians 2:16, Colossians 1:29, 1 Timothy 4:10. Effort and struggle are always part of living out the gospel in this world. This is the point this imagery communicates. As young Timothy reflects of the metaphors of this paragraph, Paul has confidence that the Lord will reveal all that these illustrations communicated. Separately, the metaphors speak of endurance, detachment, discipline, perseverance, faithfulness, and hard work requited in different aspects of life. As a unit, the metaphors speak of a single-hearted devotion needed to do the task at hand. Both of them are important and are the calling of the gospel ministry.